Talking with our Southern Cross Stereo Tech man, Trent Geddes. Good morning, Trent.
Hey, Anthony.
Now, this first device is every boy and man's dream.
Yeah, a lot of us are not aviation nuts, but we've been interested in flying things in our lives, whether it be a kite, a drone these days, or even paper aeroplanes. And this gadget is called Power Up 3.0, so it's got the idea of the old paper aeroplane, but they're putting a little motor on it as well and making it a smartphone-controlled flying machine.
I love it.
It's, you know, it's good value for what it is. So you buy one of these packages, and inside the box you find a little Bluetooth-powered smart module, some cables so you can charge the interface up. There's spare parts for it. There's a charging pack, and also templates and a user guide. And they say around half an hour is all that's needed to, you know, put the battery on charge, fold yourself a good template based on their guide, connect up the gear, and then, you know, get into it, have a crack out in a park.
This sounds like a lot of fun, and I reckon it's probably going to be good for a lot of the adults to be into it more than the kids, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, initially there's a bit of a challenge to get it all happening and learn the flying technique. But once you've got it all down pat, you can have lots and lots of fun with it. And all you need to do is download an application for your mobile phone, your Android or your iOS phone, and you're all set.
Now, we won't have to go to fortune tellers and people that look through crystal balls to find out how long we've got on Earth anymore, Trent. We've got a new device.
Yeah, if you like finding out how long you've got to live according to powers that be or applications that be, there's one called Deadline, which is now available for iOS, as interesting as it is. It uses the HealthKit system, which is basically fitness and health tracking-based applications that they're building within the latest iOS for your Apple phone. And it uses a combination of that data and also similar algorithms that the insurance companies use to generate their policy estimates, and just pulls up on the screen the full breakdown of years, months, days, hours, and even minutes till your apparent passing.
Now, I guess some people would take that seriously, but I think other people probably would see it as a bit of fun.
Yeah, I see it from the fun side of things because, you know, I wouldn't believe a $1.29 application from the App Store could actually tell me when I'm going to go. And, yeah, you know, things happen in life. So, yeah, you know, to me, it's a bit of a giggle.
Yeah.
And maybe even a challenge.
Yeah.
If you put it that way.
Now, Telstra has announced the official rollout of the next generation 4G services on their Aussie network.
Yeah, they've already got 4G happening in some areas of the country, but that was the initial version of what they call LTE, long-term evolution. Now that digital TV has taken over and there's no more analog TV services in the country, they've got access to some lower frequencies, which in this case actually benefits people because it reaches further distances than previously possible. And because of that, can provide better coverage in buildings. And also, using a lower frequency means that you can double the speed of what the current 4G services run on. So at the moment, they're doing some testing. They've got a dozen or more sites around the country, including capital cities and a few regional centres. Albany is also one that's included in the testing at the moment. And then they're going live with some more sites from January 1, 2015.
Now, Trent, have you got a website where we can get some more info from?
Yeah, you can get more info from my site at trent.net.au.
Great. Thanks very much, Trent. We'll talk again next week. 1098 Radio West.